Archers for the week 27 July to 1 August 2003.
Mike Tucker has been catching up with the gossip.
Every year I wonder if the fete's really worth all the effort that goes into it.
Betty, that's sacrilege.
But don't you feel that sometimes, that it's a relic of a bygone era?
I do when the Morris men start dancing.
But you know, this year, I had such a good time.
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it?
I don't know when I've laughed so much as I did in that wife-carrying race.
It was very brave of you to enter.
Braver Mike, you mean. Kenton was offering 33-1 and still had no takers.
Helen was really chuffed about winning.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she's had a big grin on her face ever since.
And that's a smashing picture of her and Greg in the Echo.
Yes.
So everything's all right between them now, I take it?
Apparently.
Only you were a bit worried.
Yeah, he went through a very difficult patch. I mean, if I'd been Helen... Oh, well, I wouldn't have got together with Greg in the first place.
No.
But Helen obviously thinks he's worth the trouble, so...
But it's always difficult, isn't it, when there are kids from a previous relationship?
They're coming over in a couple of weeks.
What, Greg's children?
Hmm.
I thought his ex-wife was a bit funny about access.
She was when they were little, but now they're stroppy teenagers, she's decided they need a firm paternal hand.
Oh, so how does Helen feel about them coming?
Ah, she thinks it's a good idea in theory. She's a bit nervous about how she'll cope. I've offered to help out.
Oh, that's very noble of you.
Yeah. I remember what it was like when Helen was a teenager.
Well, good luck.
Anyway, I better be getting back.
Here, Betty. Do you know that Anne and Maisie was a pufter?
Oh, Mike.
Hey. Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there, Pat.
Obviously.
Well, thanks, Betty. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye, Pat.
Mike, honestly.
Well, I didn't realise you were there.
Well, why didn't you use your eyes before you go opening your big mouth?
So you did know?
Well, yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
But why didn't you tell me?
Because I knew how you'd react.
How?
How you just did.
Well, if you'd told me, I wouldn't have made a gaffe like that in front of Pat, would I? Here, you don't suppose... I mean, Pat does know, doesn't she?
Oh, look at that.
What?
I managed to tip the trough over.
Well, it is all a bit churned up, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of due to be moved this week.
You need a hand?
No, no, you stay there. You don't want to get mud all over your smart clothes.
What do you mean, smart? I don't wear smart clothes for pulling pint at the bull.
Isn't it time you were going?
5 minutes.
Oh, out the way, you stupid animal. Let me just get this thing. Yeah, that's better.
You ought to get that Nicky woman to come down here.
What?
I just think if she could see the kind of work that goes into raising these pigs, she'd be a bit more understanding.
Ha.
I mean, it's very labour-intensive, isn't it?
Well, the only thing she understands is her balance sheet. You know, part of me thinks...
What?
It sounds daft, I know, but... Well, obviously I hope that she's right and cutting the price will make sales really take off.
But there's a bit of you hopes it won't make any difference?
So I can tell her she's got it wrong. Want the smile of her self-satisfied face. Pathetic, isn't it?
No.
I just hate it when she treats me like some ignorant farm boy, just up from the sticks.
Yeah.
Like I never researched the market, never did a business plan. There you go, then. Get your snouts into that lot.
Oh, I better be going.
By the way, Kirsty, I haven't been entirely upfront with Mum and Dad about this.
Oh?
I mean, I told them about dropping the price, but I said it wasn't Nicky's decision.
Right.
Confidence is the thing, like I said. And it sounded better somehow, just to say that she backed my strategy, but the supermarket lost its bottle.
You don't owe her any favours, Tom.
Well, no, I know, but...
What?
It's just all the time I can feel Mum and Dad limbering up to say, I told you so.
They wouldn't.
Want to bet? I mean, it's what they said all along. Don't put your faith in supermarkets because they'll mess you around.
Oh, come on, Tom.
That's why they wouldn't back me.
Don't let it get to you.
Yeah, I know.
When's your next store promotion?
Wednesday.
Right, would you want me to come and help?
Can you get the time off?
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem.
That'd be brilliant.
Helen knows me. She's had so many days off lately running around after Greg.
Where would it be without you, eh?
Hang on. There's a price to pay.
What?
I'll help you with the promotion so long as we can go out in the evening and do something completely non-sausage related.
Oh, Kirsty.
Like go to a club or something.
I'm sorry.
Only it's been ages since we went out.
I've been doing it again, haven't I?
What?
I promised you I wouldn't let the business take me over.
Don't worry.
And I spent the entire weekend obsessing about it.
I forgive you. Just this once.
I don't deserve you.
Oh, come here and give us a kiss.
Wednesday night. It's a promise.
This is called feeding the pigs, is it?
No, actually. It's called me going to work.
Oh. Hi, Mum.
I'll see you later.
I'll be down in about half an hour, OK? I told Roy about half past.
OK.
Bye.
Bye.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
Good. Your dad wants to know if you're OK for tomorrow's milking.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom?
What?
You see quite a lot of Adam, don't you? I mean, at cricket and...
Yeah.
Well, did you know? I mean, is it true he's gay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, nothing. I didn't know.
And does it matter?
No, of course it doesn't. It's just... Well, it seems to be the talk of the village.
Really? There must be a real shortage of gossip.
Where's Hayley today?
Oh, gone to see her mum and dad.
Has she taken Phoebe with her?
Yeah, that's why it's so quiet.
Ah.
So I'm off down the pub, and then I'm having Sunday dinner with me mum and dad. So if there's anything else you need...
Well, thank you for seeing to the casserole. It's just...
Well, speak now, or forever hold your peace.
Well, I was hoping to have a word with the two of you.
Me and Hayley?
Together.
Well, a bit difficult, I'm afraid. She won't be back till this evening, and I'm working late shifts this week.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks. Ships that pass in the night.
Well, I'd better tell you anyway.
Well, what?
It's happened rather sooner than I anticipated. I had a call from the Laurels on Friday.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
No. I didn't mean the... Well, they got a room for you, have they?
Yes, a vacancy has occurred.
Oh, well, that's good news, isn't it?
I was in two minds about accepting it.
Why?
Which is the reason I didn't say anything before.
But, Marjorie, I thought you'd made up your mind.
I know. But I'd got it into my head that it wouldn't happen for months and months.
What made you think that?
I don't know. I just imagined one last summer here with my garden.
Ah, yeah, I must get out and cut that grass later.
But I'd be foolish to turn down this vacancy.
Oh, no, you mustn't do that. I mean, who knows when another one's going to come along?
Exactly. I'm very sorry.
Look, stop apologising.
But it means the house will have to be sold as quickly as possible.
Oh, we knew it was going to happen.
So I shall call Rodway and Watson first thing tomorrow.
Have you told anyone else?
No.
Just your mum and dad.
Why?
Fallon knows.
Fallon?
Yeah, Sid's letting her work behind the bar now she's 18.
Yeah, I know.
And we were standing here before anyone came in, and she goes, I hear Tom's had his fingers burned.
What?
And she's, like, really gloating. She says, I always told him they were too expensive.
Well, how does she know?
Oh, you know how gossip gets around in this place.
Oh, hell.
I defended you, though.
Thanks. Hey, talking of which, my mum...
What?
Well, she was in the shop, and Mike Tucker comes in, and he's just discovered about Adam being gay.
Oh, no.
And for Mike, it's like, you know, the guy's grown a second head.
I can imagine.
And apparently my mum had no idea.
You're kidding?
Which is weird, because, well, she knows Auntie Jennifer pretty well.
Maybe Jennifer doesn't know.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously.
But it's all around the village.
Well, you know Gavin, our bread supplier. Everyone knows he's gay, but he's never told his mum.
You don't think she might have guessed?
Afternoon.
Hello.
Hiya.
Pint, is it?
Unless you've got any arsenic.
What?
What's up with you?
Marjorie's got a place in the Laurels.
Oh, no.
When?
Straight away.
Oh, you're joking.
Oh, that's the way it works. Somebody dies, they give the room a quick clean and move the next person in.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, they can't afford to leave it standing empty.
So, how long have you got?
Well, depends on how long it takes to sell the house.
Well, that could be months and months.
I suppose so.
Yeah, but obviously Marjorie wants a quick sale.
Well, it's a really hideous house, Nightingale Farm.
What's wrong with it?
Well, the wallpaper in the hall, for a start.
It's easy to change wallpaper.
You could do with one of those makeovers like they do on the TV, you know, pale wooden floors and everything painted magnolia.
No, it's a big house with a big garden, within walking distance of the centre of the village. It will sell in no time.
So you heard it in the phone?
Yeah.
From Clary?
Yeah, I told you.
So it must be common knowledge.
Yeah, I should imagine it is, but nobody seems to care as much as you do. Now, come on, out the way. Let me put these carrots on.
No, but, I mean, Sid can't know, though, can he?
Why not?
Well, Roy was saying how keen he is for Adam to take over as cricket captain.
So?
But you know how Sid feels about puffs. But you remember the fuss he made about the other one? You know, what was his name from The Cat and Fiddle?
Sean.
Oh, yeah, sure, that's him. Anyway, practically drummed him out of the team.
Look, I think Sid's become a lot more tolerant since he married Jolene.
Nah.
Because she won't stand for that sort of thing.
Men like Sid don't change, not underneath.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, love. Lunch will be about half an hour.
Oh, fine.
Running a bit late today. There's a beer in the fridge.
No thanks. I had a pint in the bowl.
Was Sid there?
I didn't see him.
Only your mother and I were just speculating.
You were speculating. It's got nothing to do with me.
Whether Sid knows about Adam Macy.
What about him?
Well, don't tell me you don't know.
What?
That he's... Well, you know, after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brenda told me about the gay club.
What?
You know, when she went out with him and... Oh, you didn't know, did you?
Brenda went out with him?
Yeah, just for a drink. It was after she did that interview with him. In fact, me and Ailey were meant to go, but, well, we...
He took my daughter to a gay club?
Because it's open late. I've been there. It's no big deal.
But did Brenda know?
Oh, leave it, Mike, for heaven's sake.
No, I'm interested.
No, obviously. You've talked to him nothing else all morning.
So Adam fancies men. What's the problem?
Quite.
I think he's got a roof over his head.
Eh?
Andrew's got a place at the Laurels.
Oh, Roy.
Yeah. So it's official. Ailey and me are going to be homeless.
Oh, but when? How long you got?
As long as it takes to sell Nightingale Farm.
Well, you'll find somewhere.
God, I wish I could believe that. But we've been looking for months. We can't afford to buy, and there's absolutely nothing to rent. Not round here, anyway.
But what about the council?
Oh, they put them somewhere like Meadow Rise.
Yeah, and Eddie wouldn't stand for it. Well, she's been talking about us moving to Birmingham.
What?
Yeah. Well, I'm beginning to think it's not such a bad idea.
Oh, but... Roy...
No, we can both find work there, no problem.
You don't want to live in Birmingham.
No, I don't. But it's the only way we can get a decent place.
And look, if push comes to shove, you can always come here.
Yeah, thanks, Mum, but...
I know it'd be a bit cramped, but...
Yeah, no. That's very kind of you, but... Hayley and me... We got used to having a home of our own.
Dark clouds are gathering over Ambridge.
Oh, hello.
You all on your own again.
Oh, hello, Walt. Yes, I'm glad to see you too.
Where's Greg?
Oh, he's just gone to fetch the trailer.
Oh.
Hoping to get these pens down and back to store before it comes on to rain.
Ooh, you'll be lucky.
Yeah, don't think we're going to make it.
Greg's all right, is he?
How do you mean?
Well, you know, he's been a bit down in the mouth lately.
Yeah, but he's back to his old self.
Oh, good. Ooh, that was the one job I always used to hate.
What, dismantling the rearing pens?
Nah, scrubbing them clean, getting off all that accumulated muck.
Yeah, not the most exciting way to spend the morning.
No. So, are you going to this hearing tomorrow?
What hearing?
About the pole barn.
Oh, the planning committee thing. No, I got to work.
Oh, it'll be just your granddad then.
I thought Dad was going.
No, he's got some job on. Patio to lay or something.
What? So Grandad'll be all on his own?
No, I'm going to go with him.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Well, I was thinking of going along any road. You know, just out of interest. And Joe were worrying about how we were going to get into town.
Well, if Dad's not driving him...
They were talking about taking the trap.
To Borchester? Where would he leave Bartleby?
Exactly.
Can't very well park him in the multi-story.
Well, it was either that or hitch a lift from Linda Snell.
But Grandad's not speaking to Mrs. Snell.
No. So I thought I'd better step into the breach. Hey, up here comes the rain.
I mean, I've been trying to help, looking at flats here in Borchester. But honestly, when you see what was on offer,
no.
Makes you realise just how lucky they've been having Nightingale Farm.
Well, it's the same with Will.
Mrs. Antrobus could have been charging double what she has.
If it wasn't for Caroline letting him have that flat, what would he do? I mean, on what he earns.
Oh, no. Wish I had a godmother like her.
Don't we all?
I could feel myself still being stuck at home with my mum and dad when I'm 30.
Well, at least you get on with your parents.
Oh, some of the time. I mean, Mum's all right. But Dad, sometimes he can be such an idiot.
That sounds familiar.
Like last night, somebody told him about Adam being gay. Mm. And then my dear brother goes and spills the beans about me going out with him.
Oh, you haven't told him?
Well, why should I? And the way Dad reacted, I know why I didn't.
Morning.
Hiya.
Hi. Is Kenton around?
No, he's just snipped out to the bank.
Oh, damn.
Well, you should be back in 10 minutes or so, if you want to wait.
No, I can't hang around.
Can I have a coffee?
No, I've got to get back. Nigel's away this week, which means I'm doing the work of two people.
Oh, yeah, he's doing his bodging course, then.
His what? Bodging.
Kathy was telling me.
What's that, then?
It's one of these back-to-nature things. He lives in the woods for a week and whittles trees into chair legs.
Sounds like fun.
Do you want me to give Kenan a message? Or...
No, it's all right. I'll ring him. It's only about his birthday present.
Well, it's next week and it's his birthday.
Yeah, I got my party invitation this morning.
Oh, he's so excited about it. He's like a little kid.
Yes. He's never quite got a grip on being a grown-up. Anyway, I've got to go. Bye.
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 That's not a very nice thing to say about your brother.
It's nothing.
Just a bit of a cow, isn't he?
Just glad not to be working at Lower Loxley this week.
Why?
Well, it's okay when Nigel's around. He keeps her in check. When he's away, she just goes completely hyper.
Really?
Total control freak. Always checking up on you. I tell you, working for Kenton is bliss after working for her.
Are you looking for me?
Oh, there you are. Whew, lovely weather, isn't it?
Yeah, I shudder to think what this is doing to the rest of our barley.
Ah, that's what I came to tell you, actually.
What?
That if it's okay with you, we'll come over tomorrow with the combine.
Oh, you are joking.
Finish the barley and get your rape in.
What? Look at it!
I know.
The crop's going to be battered into the ground.
According to the weather
forecast. Not to mention completely sodden.
This front should have passed through by mid-afternoon.
Oh, I knew we should have done it last week.
And then it's going to be bright and sunny till the weekend.
I have to say, Adam, it doesn't look very likely.
It's just a passing shower, believe me.
Huh.
And I hope to God they're right, because if this keeps up for any length of time, it's going to make a right mess of my strawberries.
Hang on, who the hell's that?
What?
Just come into the yard.
Somebody very wet.
Oh, it's George. George!
Oh, hello.
What are you doing walking about in this?
What? You must be soaked. No, I'm all right. You don't work 40 years as a gamekeeper without getting used to a drop of rain. Oh, hello, Adam.
Hi, George.
Oh, look, this is daft as cowering the feed store. Why don't we make a run for the house and have some coffee?
I won't stop, thanks. I'm taking advantage of the weather to head into Borchester. There's a few bits and pieces we need.
Right.
See you.
Yeah, bye.
I see you haven't got rid of your badgers.
What?
Well, they look pretty fresh, them footprints.
Where?
Yeah, by the wall, where it's all dusty.
Oh, no.
And if I'm not very much mistaken... Yes, those are fresh droppings, all right.
I don't believe this. I've fenced off all the bins. There's no way they can get into the feed.
Yeah, but they know there was grub to be had round here, don't they? So they're still having a good nose around on the off chance.
Oh, hell. George, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I suppose I'd better be getting back to work. £3.40, is that right?
Yep.
Do you want a lift home?
No, I got to work late tonight, so Will's come to get me.
Oh, you got to lock up again and take the money to the bank.
I don't mind.
It's getting to be a habit, isn't it? Kent and swanning off and leaving you in charge.
That's why I took the job in the first place. More responsibility, remember?
Hi, Brenda.
Oh, hello.
Thought I'd find you here.
I'm just on my way back to work.
Oh, stay and have a coffee with me. I'm having such a lousy day, I've got to have a moan to someone.
Oh, all right then.
Cappuccino?
Please.
And for me. And can I order a bacon sandwich?
No, of course. Great. Won't be a minute.
So, apart from the rain...
Which is threatening to ruin my strawberries.
Oh, dear.
Just pray that it stops within the next hour.
So what else?
First thing that happened, I popped into the village shop for some stamps and was having a very nice chat with your mum.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, suddenly we're rudely interrupted by Linda Snell, who demands to know if I'm still going to be around at Christmas. Why? Because she wants me in her pantomime.
What?
So I try to explain to her that I'm completely devoid of thespian talent, couldn't act my way out of a paper bag. But she lets out this sort of whinnying sound, which I suppose is her version of a fetching laugh.
That sounds about right.
And says, oh, come, don't be so modest. All my gay friends are wonderful actors.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And so I'm bound to want to be in her wretched pantomime, aren't I?
Oh, well, you're sort of the talk of the village.
Am I?
Afraid so.
Oh, well, it's bound to happen sooner or later.
Don't worry. I'll find something else to gossip about next week.
Yeah. And I'm glad it's out in the open. Except...
What?
Well, the one person who seems to mind is Brian.
Really?
Yeah. Mum's fine, my sisters are cool. My gran was a bit shocked, but, well, I sort of expected that. But Brian...
What's he said?
He hasn't actually said anything, that's the trouble. He's gone silent on me. We were getting on so well.
Well, he'll come round.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, after the big freeze from Brian and escaping from Linda's clutches, I went round to Brookfield, only to have David give me a ride going over.
David? Surely he's not...
Not that. He's just hacked off because we haven't finished harvesting his barley.
So now she's taken to printing the wretched things and delivering them round here by hand. Yeah, look at this lot.
But why is she doing it?
Well, she thinks that I don't read the message board.
And do you?
Well, not every day, no, but I mean, I have a look every so often. I mean, most of it's rubbish.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
But Linda seems to think that it's my duty as a parish councillor to investigate every petty complaint.
Well, do you want me to have a word?
No.
Well, I don't mind. I'll be seeing her tomorrow. I'm going to this planning meeting about the Grundy's barn.
Well, yeah, all right. I would be grateful.
No. Leave it to me, then.
Oh, thanks. Hey, look, there's a drop more coffee. Do you like some?
Or tire.
Honestly, if I'd realised that standing for the parish council would turn me into Linda Snell's personal sounding board, I'd have thought twice about doing it.
I found Christine the other day in the cupboard under the stairs.
You what?
I said, what are you doing in there? And she said, hiding from Linda Snell.
I see. Well, I'm glad it's not just me. She was up here last week trying to chase off that fox for us.
Well?
Well, she's taken it on as a sort of mission. Because we couldn't have her llama or something.
Well, good Lord.
Oh, no, it's beyond me too. Jet's doing a pretty good job at keeping the fox out there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, wish she had the same effect on badgers.
Look, you got all your bins well fenced. They'll stop coming when they realise there's nothing for them to eat.
Maybe too late.
What if they're not getting into your feed?
George, they're on my land. They're in my yard, where the cows walk every day. For all I know, they're in the parlour, they're in the cubicle house, they're everywhere. And there's nothing I can do.
Can I come in?
Oh, hello. What are you doing here?
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, George. I just came to bring this back.
What is it?
Your wax jacket.
Oh.
Nigel borrowed it.
Did he?
Last week. He was on his bike and it started to rain. He hadn't got his waterproof.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Anyway, he asked me to drop it back. He's off on this green woodwork course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've always rather fancied having a go at that. You know, there was an old bloke over Penny Acid, something or other, used to make the most beautiful chairs, just with a pole lathe and a couple of chisels.
Really?
Real craftsmen he were.
Well, I would love to meet him.
Ah, but this were 30 years ago. Dare say he's dead by now.
Shame. Anyway, I can't stop. Lou and Loxie doesn't run itself. I'm with Nigel away.
Well, the rain should have kept your visitor numbers down today.
Don't you believe it? They'll all be crammed in the cafe, giving Owen a nervous breakdown. Anyway, it's more or less stopped.
Have you had your invitation to Sheila and Kenton's party?
Yes, it arrived this morning.
Another party?
You know Kenton.
It's their birthday, having a 50s evening at the cafe.
I dropped in there when I was in Borchester, but there's no sign of him.
Oh, there never is. Emma runs that place, not him.
Hang on a minute.
Hiya.
Hello.
What?
You're early.
Yeah, Helen's turned up to talk Greg this afternoon.
Again? Who looks after the shop while she turns round after him?
Anyway, he said I could knock off early, so here I am.
Makes a change.
What?
You work too hard, you do.
Look who's talking.
Yeah, I know.
Greg's been so down over the kids.
It must be difficult, though, when your kids live in another country.
Anyway, he said I can have the day off for your birthday.
Oh, brilliant.
You're going to be free, are you?
Yeah, well, Kent couldn't very well say no, because it's his birthday on the Friday, and you can be sure he won't be working.
Well, he never does.
So, where are you taking me?
That is a surprise.
Oh, come on, Will.
I'm not telling, but I can guarantee this will be a birthday you'll never forget.
It's Judgment Day for the Grundy's Barn.
Now he's saying he can't deliver me paving slabs till 11:30.
Oh, dear.
So we're going to waste half the morning.
You're going to drive me into Borchester after all.
If I don't get the thing finished by tonight, I'll lose me bonus.
Right, then, there you are, Joe. Done you a bit of extra bacon.
Well, it'd be nice to have a bit of moral support from me family.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't afford to turn down work, Dad.
Not that it'd make no difference.
No, I should have taken the day off. Edward, breakfast on the table.
Aye.
going to go against this, I can tell.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, I can feel it in me bones.
Is your arthritis playing up again?
No, I mean, I just knows it.
Oh.
We ain't going to get plenty from here.
Listen, Dad.
We'll end up having to pull down our lovely barn.
But practically the whole village is on our side.
Apart from Linda Snell.
Well, apart from her.
Pour us some more tea, Eddie.
She's the one who's going to be speaking at the meeting. And she's got a way with words when she puts her mind to it.
Yeah. Got a blooming annoying voice, though, ain't she?
Eddie.
Look, she has.
Well, what chance have I got up against her, eh?
Dad, look, we got right on our side, remember? Sure. Not to mention the parish council.
Yeah, that's got to count for something, surely. If the parish council ain't got no objection.
And didn't Jennifer Aldridge put that nice picture of the barn up on the village website?
Well, in the end. But she didn't exactly commit herself to supporting the cause, did she?
Well, she has to be impartial, don't she?
Well, I do see why.
Well, did you give her all that stuff about the corrugated iron club?
Well, of course I did. And I told her all about the historic nature of the material, the beauty of the structure. But did she mention any of that?
Edward!
Yet.
Breakfast's getting cold.
I'm coming.
Well, a picture paints 1,000 words, isn't that what they say?
Yeah. How's the time?
Oh, you're alive, then.
8:10.
We can't finish the patio till later.
What?
Slabs ain't been delivered till 11:30.
You woke me up to tell me that?
No.
I could have had an extra couple of hours kip.
Why waste the morning kipping when I could be giving you a driving lesson?
Morning, George.
Hello.
Is Christine in?
Yes.
Oh, good. Could I go in and have
a
look?
She's having a little lie down, feeling a bit, well, you know.
Oh, dear.
Her back's been playing up a bit lately. She's not comfortable standing for any length of time.
Oh, dear. Well, do give her my best wishes.
Yeah, well.
I only wanted to see about booking the village hall at Christmas, but there's no hurry.
Oh, are you planning on doing a panto?
Possibly. I have one or two ideas.
Well, I'll mention it to Chris.
Well, I'm glad that somebody's continuing the good work.
Eh?
Your flowers, keeping your borders neat and tidy.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone puts such an effort into the open gardens, but I'm afraid standards have slipped since then.
You think so?
I'm not the only one. Have you seen the message board?
Is this our friend Foursquare making his nasty presence felt again?
No, it's not just him.
Or her.
Well, there have been several postings about the parlous condition of the grass.
Got a little bit scuffed up.
It's a particularly unsightly patch where the portaloos were.
But frankly, it's a bit difficult to hold a fete without having people walk on the grass.
But isn't it the duty of the parish
we
council?
We can't order the grass to grow, Linda. We just have to wait for nature to take its course.
Nevertheless, I do.
You know, Linda, I can't help feeling that this message board is, well, it's just one long catalogue of bleating and bellyaching.
How can you
say that? I never
realised
we had so many small-minded whingers in this community.
Well,
and
really?
And please, stop deluging David with printouts of the wretched thing.
I only wanted to be sure he was
It's an uphill struggle trying to get youngsters interested in local politics, and it were a red-letter day for all of us when he got elected.
Well,
but he's going to quit if you keep pestering him like that.
I am not pestering. I merely seek to draw people's concerns to his attention.
But he's quite capable of drawing them to his own attention. So lay off him, please.
Well, you'd have failed on that for a start.
What?
How many times have I told you? You look in the mirror.
I did.
Well, make it a bit more obvious. Move your head.
Oh, what's the point?
So the examiner can see you did it, and then you signal.
Well, there was no one coming. What's the point signalling if there's no one there to see?
If you want to pass your test...
Yeah, all right.
You do it properly. Slow down. You're in a 30-mile limit.
I know what to do. I'll do it properly on the day.
No, you won't. You'll forget. Now, slow down for this bend, because you can't see what's coming. Look, slow down, I said. Edward! You tried to give me heart failure.
I stopped, didn't I?
A couple of feet, and you'd have slammed into the back of Brian Aldridge's Range Rover.
Yeah, but I didn't.
And shunted him into the blooming combine. What do you think you're doing?
It's like Adam Macy driving the Cumberland.
Stop it! What is the matter with you?
We stopped behind this thing all morning.
I shouldn't have to go through this at my age, dragging me old bones into Borchester.
Oh, do be quiet.
Sitting around in a drafty corridor.
You were fit enough to build that monstrous thing,
huh?
So I'm sure you're fit enough to stand up in front of the planning committee and defend it.
Well, first of all, it ain't monstrous. It's a thing of beauty.
Don't make me laugh.
Secondly, Eddie done the heavy lifting.
Oh, well, I hope he's feeling strong, because he's going to have to lift it all down again.
Now, listen here, Mrs.
Save your breath for the committee.
And I'd like to know what you think you're doing here.
You give me a lift.
It's an open meeting. Anyone can attend.
You won't be allowed to speak, you know.
I don't wish to speak. I am here as an impartial observer on behalf of the parish council.
Well, You can hardly call the parish council impartial.
Excuse me?
Well, none of you had the courage to take a stand against this unlawful development.
I'll have you know we had a very vigorous debate, and then we had a democratic vote.
Oh, please.
That makes us biased in your book, does it?
Well, there's clearly no point in discussing the matter with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are here for the planning committee, the meeting is about to convene.
Ah, good. Let battle commence.
Before we go in, just a word to those of you who are here to give evidence to the committee. We do have a lot of business to get through today, so could I ask you please to be brief?
Of course.
And speak for no more than 3 minutes.
Well, that ain't very long, is it?
Quite long enough.
So, if you'd all like to follow me.
Right.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
If he turns off by the stables, you can get past there.
No, I'm going to back up.
That is not a good idea. Now, just be patient.
Life's too short.
What are you doing, Edward? No. It's not easy reversing this van.
What's so difficult about it?
You can't see properly for a start. You slow it down.
Do not mess it just bust.
You're going to end up in the ditch. For God's sake, Edward. Stop!
What is your problem?
I want to stay alive. That's my problem. You seem to have some kind of death wish.
No, I haven't.
What the hell's got into you?
What I'm saying is it was nobody objects apart from the usual suspects. You know, there was me so fuss about horse droppings on the road or the cock crowing at daybreak.
Mr. Grundy, if I could ask you to...
If my barn was thatched, would they be carping about it? Of course they wouldn't. Just because they can't recognise the beauty of corrugated iron, don't make my barn a blot on the landscape.
Thank you, Mr. Grundy.
It's simple structure designed for a practical purpose. And it's notable that not one farmer, not even the posh Mr. ones, Grundy, have objected in any way.
I'm going to have to stop you there.
Well, I ain't finished yet.
You have overrun your 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, if I could just...
Quit,
what?
Sit down.
Yeah, but I ain't finished.
You've said quite enough.
Thank you, Mr. Grundy. Now, opposing this application, we have Mrs. Linda Snell.
Here.
Right, Mrs. Snell, if you'd like to explain your objections to the committee.
Thank you. First of all, may I say that I have lived in Ambridge for 17 years and have always done my best to adapt to country ways.
What is rubbish for you?
Be quiet.
And contrary to what Mr. Grundy has said, I represent a substantial proportion of the residents of Ambridge.
What a lie!
Many of whom have lived there all their lives.
Are we going to sit here all day or what?
Well, I'm not driving anywhere with you.
Oh, come on, Dad.
I've had quite enough excitement for one day. Your nerves are in shreds.
Oh, fine, you drive then, I don't care.
Look, Edward, I thought you were serious.
I am?
Thought you wanted to pass your test, save up, buy yourself a car.
I do.
Well, grow up and stop behaving like an idiot. Look, what's the matter?
Nothing.
You can tell me. You're in trouble.
Not me, no. I've got more sense.
More sense than who?
What? No one. Just leave me alone, eh?
Okay, okay. Let's give it one more try. If you reverse as far as that gate,
fine.
Slowly, mind, then you can turn around and go back through the village.
Which is what I was going to do in the first place.
And I don't want you going above 20 miles an hour.
I'll annoy anyone behind us.
Too bad.
Resembling nothing so much as His Royal Highness Prince Charles once so eloquently put it, a monstrous carbuncle on the face of a much-loved friend.
The Lucy's gone too far, Joe.
I therefore beg the committee to reject this application.
Thank you, Mrs. Snell.
Thank you.
So, if I can sum up the arguments... we are talking about an undoubtedly attractive stretch of countryside, gently undulating and well-wooded. So the question is not simply whether this building is obtrusive. The fear has been expressed that it is likely to turn into a separate farmstead.
Thought you had a patio to lie.
Oh, I had to pop back to get some compost for the planter, so I thought I'd see how Dad got on.
He ain't home yet.
Why not?
No.
Well, the meeting should have been over long since, surely.
Well, not necessarily, if I had a lot of planning permissions to consider.
What you reckon?
I'm just doing a bit of steak and kidney for tonight. Joe likes that.
Yeah.
So how was the driving lesson?
Oh, don't ask. I don't know what it is with him. I really don't.
I thought he was dead keen.
Well, so did I. But he ain't going to pass his test.
And he?
Not the way he's carrying on. He has to show off all the time and to hell with anyone else on the road.
Oh, dear.
Perhaps they went for a drink.
Oh.
Dad and George.
Well, George don't drink.
A cup of tea, then.
Perhaps they called in at Jack's.
That reminds me, it's Emma's birthday next Thursday. William phoned to remind me. So that's two cards I've got to get.
Who's the other?
Betty, it's her birthday Tuesday. William said Greg's giving him the day off.
For Betty's birthday?
Oh, Emma's, of course. He's taking her out for the day.
Doesn't she have to work?
She's earned a bit of time off, according to William. She's there.
Dad? Going... Where have you been all this time?
Joe, was all right, wasn't it?
No.
What?
It was all wrong. The bloomin' travesty, the old thing.
I never turned it,
dear. Oh, yes, I did. Planning permission rejected. The barn's got to come down.
Will the Brookfield barley finally be gathered in?
You're sure he said half past?
Yes.
Well, he's late.
You don't have to hang around. I can always ring you.
Well, I might as well now I'm here.
It's amazing how it's dried out, isn't it?
What?
The barley, after that rain. It took such a beating, but now it's good as new.
You're an expert now, eh?
What?
A few days driving a combine, and you know everything there is to know about cereals.
I didn't say that.
It was coming in at 18% yesterday. I don't suppose it'll have magically improved in the night.
No.
Ah, here he is at last.
18%'s not bad, though, is it?
Well, no.
So it has dried out quite well since Monday.
Well, there's been a good breeze.
Which is all I was saying.
Morning, David.
Morning.
Hi.
It's a good day for it again.
Yeah. You going to give us a hand?
What, me?
Well, I thought since you were here, you might be in the mood for a spot of grain hauling.
No, I got something else on this morning, I'm afraid. But if you need another driver...
No, no, we'll be all right.
I can send Jeff over.
No, no. Bert's coming down once he's seen to the ewes.
Right. Well, that's all I need to know. I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, okay. Bye. What's the matter with him?
Don't worry.
Is he still hacked off with me about this contract?
What contract?
For next year's cereals.
Oh, that. No, it's nothing to do with that.
Well, I see the for sale board is up.
Yes, they came while you were out.
Don't hang about, do they?
Roy, I'm so sorry.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
But I really do have to sell the house as quickly as possible.
Oh, I know you do.
Rodway and Watson rang.
Oh, yeah?
Not 5 minutes after the man had been to put the board up.
Oh, don't tell me they got someone interested already.
As a matter of fact, they have.
Oh.
He's coming round tomorrow afternoon. Mr. Crawford.
Crawford? Not Matt Crawford.
I don't know.
No. That wouldn't be him, would it? He wouldn't be interested in a house like this.
Wouldn't he?
No, he's still after building a mansion. Mum was telling me Sunday, only Neil's on the parish council and they've seen his planning application.
Where's he hoping to build?
Oh, over the other side of Grey Gables.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, this viewing tomorrow afternoon... there's probably someone completely different.
Will you be here?
Yeah, I expect so. I'm on late shift all this week.
Good. Only I'm not very happy about letting people wander around your flat when you're not there.
No, don't worry about that.
I really can't manage those stairs.
Well, Rodway's are sending someone, though, aren't they?
Yes, the agent will be here.
Oh, that's all right, then. Although I'd better have a bit of a tidy up.
Oh, don't go to any trouble. No,
believe me, Marjorie, you wouldn't say that if you'd seen the state of the place. Looks like a bomb's in it up there.
But I thought you said...
I know.
After that disaster with the dryer...
Which wasn't Brian's fault, let's face it.
No, it wasn't.
But then we had that Barney about when they were going to come back with the combine and... You know, he was a bit unreasonable.
He was? You don't think you threatening to take our business elsewhere was a slight overreaction?
Yeah, OK, maybe I was a bit... But we had just heard about the TB and everything.
I know.
And that business with the dryer was just... Well, it was just the last straw.
So, you're having second thoughts?
Well, is another contractor necessarily going to be more reliable?
Well...
And Home Farm is right on the doorstep.
Yep.
So... Maybe we would be better off sticking with them.
I agree.
Good.
Have you said anything to Brian?
No, we were interrupted. Adam came up to us and, moment passed. I suggested we might meet for a drink, me and Brian.
What do you mean, the moment passed?
Well, there's something going on between him and Adam.
Like what?
I don't know. Just this atmosphere.
You don't think... Well, Maybe it's the gay thing.
Well, I know, but I mean, surely Brian must have known all along.
Not necessarily.
It's very odd. Anyway, I'll just go and see how Dad's getting on with the drying, and then I'll come and have some tea.
Okay. Oh, by the way, George rang.
Oh, I meant to phone him last night. He was going to that planning meeting, wasn't he?
Bad news, I'm afraid. It was rejected.
Oh, no.
The Grundy's barn has got to come down.
Oh, that is really... well, disappointing. I mean, apart from anything else, it means the district plan has completely ignored the views of the parish council.
Afraid so.
Are they going to appeal?
Yeah. George says Joe is quite determined. But it costs a bit, doesn't it? To appeal against a planning decision.
Oh, by the way, Jenny, I've decided to go to the game fair after all.
But that's this coming weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'll go up on Friday.
Oh, no, Brian, not Friday.
Well, why not?
Well, I told you Alan Franks is coming to tea with his daughter.
Alan who?
The new vicar.
Well, you don't need me to be there, surely.
It would be polite.
It's not as if I'm a regular churchgoer.
And all the more reason to meet him on a social occasion.
Well, if he's any good, he'll be around for a few years to come, so I dare say our paths will cross before too long. Any more tea?
Help yourself.
You heard anything from Debbie?
Yes, I've had another email.
Oh, any news?
Well, it was mainly about a very grand party that she went to at the weekend. Somebody from work had a birthday.
Did she have a good time?
She said it was wonderful.
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh, it's good that she's going out and meeting people. It was the right decision, taking the job in France. You don't agree?
No. I mean, yes. I just hope she hasn't gone for good, that's all.
Well, so do I.
I really miss her. You never realise till somebody's gone.
What?
Well, when she was here, I never gave a second thought to the logistics of the harvest.
Oh, I thought you were enjoying being a hands-on farmer again.
I didn't have to run around checking up on her. She knew what she was doing. I could trust her not to let me down.
What are you saying?
Nothing. I only...
Oh, Adam.
Hi.
There's some tea in the pot, darling.
No, there isn't. No, I'm afraid I've had the last of it.
Oh, well, I'll make some more.
No, I won't stop, Mum. I only came in to say we've finished at Brookfield, just bringing the combine back.
Where are you going?
I said I'd go down the riding course with Alice and collect up the money.
Oh, right.
Unless there's something else you want me to do.
No.
And, well, since we finished so early at Brookfield, I thought maybe I'd pop along to Nett's this evening.
Fine.
So you want an early supper?
Oh, a sandwich will do, Mum.
Well, there's still some of that game pie.
Lovely. I'll be back in about half an hour.
Okay.
You see, Debbie would never do that.
What?
Take the evening off, not at this time of year.
But you said it was all right.
There's always baling to be done, always stubbles to be cultivated.
Well, you should have said.
With Debbie, I never had to.
Well, no, but Adam doesn't have her years of experience. So if you want him to do something, I suggest you ask.
Okay.
Instead of muttering about it behind his back.
I'm not muttering. All I said was...
Oh, yes, I know, and I just wish you'd stop this.
Stop what?
Oh, being so negative towards Adam.
I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. Ever since you found out about him being gay.
Oh, don't talk rubbish.
I'm not.
I treat Adam exactly as I've always treated him.
Oh. Well, if you believe that, then it's time you took a long, hard look at yourself.
Wow, look who it is.
Evening. Pretty poor show, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. What? Well, should be drummed out with the team.
Mrs. Nett, and then has the cheek to turn up for the post-practice pint.
I've been bailing all evening.
Yeah, I like the story.
I was stuck in my tractor until 15 minutes ago.
And I'll still expect to be batting at number four on Sunday.
Well, I bet I wasn't the only one to miss Nett.
Well, no.
How many showed up?
We were a bit thin on the ground.
How many?
Five.
Yeah,
well, it's always the same this time of year.
Yeah, well, everyone's up to their necks in harvest.
David?
I think someone's trying to attract your attention.
What?
Brian.
Oh, he's here already, is he?
I got your pint in.
Oh! Sorry, chaps. Sorry, Brian. Didn't realise you were here.
That's okay.
Got waylaid by the cricket team. Or rather, the small part of the team that turned up for Nett.
Was Sid there?
I expect so. He doesn't have the excuse of harvest, does he?
No.
Anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
Ah.
Does he know about Adam?
What?
Sid. And he made such a fuss about that other one, didn't he?
Other one?
You know, the chap who decorated our dining room.
What, Sean? Oh, yeah. Anyway, I wanted to chat to you about the cereal contract.
Oh, yes.
Look, I think I was being a bit hasty the other week. It's just I was... Well, you know, just heard about the TB.
I know.
I was pretty hacked off about things in general.
Yes.
Do you know, I got an email today asking if I'm still going ahead with selling the beef.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know what people are like. They hear about the TB and suddenly our beef doesn't sound so attractive anymore. It's all irrational, of course.
Absolutely.
But with customers, perception's everything. And we've invested so much in those Herefords.
Yeah, and it couldn't have come at a worse time, really, could it?
No. Anyway, you know, that's why I was feeling... Well, I overreacted a bit about... You know. Anyway, I've been really pleased with the way things have gone this week.
Oh, good.
So, provided you do okay with the week next month...
We'll do our best.
I'm prepared to think again about the contract for next year.
Oh, well, that is a relief. As I'd hate for Debbie to get back and find we'd lost another one.
Oh, she's coming home.
Oh, I sincerely hope so, David. The place used to run like clockwork when she was in charge.
So as soon as the house is sold, we got to get out. We don't have any choice.
Why don't you have a word with David?
David? Why?
Well, you know they own that little cottage next door, where Bert Fry lives.
Yeah?
They're going to be selling in the autumn.
Oh, no, we couldn't afford Woodbine Cottage.
Wouldn't be that much, surely. It's tiny.
Still probably fetch close on 200 grand.
You're kidding.
Oh, this is the problem, Adam. The housing market's gone so crazy, there's nowhere for people like us to live anymore.
Come on, Mr. Brock. I know you're in there somewhere. Come on, out you come.
Ruth, what are you doing?
I was upstairs checking on Ben, and I happened to look out the window and I saw a badger.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Trotting across the yard, bald as brass.
What, he's gone in the feed store again?
I've been trying to flush it out.
Right, that is it.
Where are you going?
Gonna get my gun.
No, David, you can't.
I've had enough, Ruth. Wait there.
Apart from the fact that it's illegal, killing one badger is not going to make a blind bit of difference. There's hundreds more out there.
Listen, we've already lost two cows. We may well lose a lot more. Nobody cares about dead cows, do they?
I know all that.
Our cattle are threatened. Our business is in jeopardy. I am not going to stand idly by while those wretched creatures... There it is. Look.
Please, don't! What have you done?
It's been a night of violence, and not just at Brookfield.
You going riding this morning?
Suppose so.
Well, you don't sound very keen.
Mum thinks I'm no good.
What?
At riding.
She doesn't think that. Whatever gave you that idea?
The way she ignores me.
Oh, don't be daft.
She does.
Daniel, you know how busy Mum is. It's school holidays and everyone wants riding lessons.
She always has time for Alice.
Yeah, well, Alice is a very promising rider.
And I'm not.
No, no, I didn't mean
Alice,
that.
Oh, Daniel, what are you doing here?
We were just having a chat.
Well... Why don't you go and help Joanne fill the hay nets?
I don't want to.
Come on, be a sport. She could really do with a hand.
Well, why don't you help her?
Daniel, I'm not going to argue with you.
All right, I'm going.
That was a bit mean.
To get him out of the way. Another horse has been slashed.
What?
Yes, and it's not one of ours this time. It's one of the livery horses.
How bad?
I don't know. I didn't stop to look.
Okay.
I just ran straight back here.
Show me where it is.
You should have done it last night.
Yes, all right, but I didn't.
I mean, you know what Josh is like. If I tell him not to go in the feed store, he'll be in there like a shot.
So don't say anything.
But he could just as easily wander in there by himself.
All right, keep an eye on him, make sure he doesn't.
And I'm afraid I don't know the answer to. Mummy, mummy, why is there a dead badger under this sack?
Look, I'm going to get rid of it, all
when?
Right?
After breakfast.
Are you going out?
Not this morning.
So the kids are going to be where?
I don't know. In the garden, I suppose.
Well, you don't think one of them might notice me carrying a body across the yard? It's very big, you know. It weighs a ton.
If you back the Land Rover right up to the door.
And what about Bert? I mean, I've got him fixing the gutter on the cubicle house.
That's not going to take him more than an hour. Wait till he goes to check on the ewes.
So I've got to lurk around the yard all morning, waiting for the coast to be clear.
Well, if you'd done it last night when I told you...
Yes, all right. Look, Ruth... Those badges are threatening our livelihood.
You still shouldn't have shot it.
Yeah, I know, but I did it to protect our business.
our cattle, my family's future.
You did it because you were angry.
All right, that too, but I don't regret it.
You will if someone finds the body.
They won't.
Do you want me to...
No, I can manage, thank you. Come on. Go on, in you go. Go on.
I was thinking of maybe going to the Super Splash this afternoon.
With the kids?
No, all on my own. Of course, with the kids.
Well, why didn't you say? That's perfect.
So you'll do it then?
Yeah.
Right. So we just have to get through the morning without anyone stumbling over the corpse.
All right, Casper. Soon be better.
How bad is it?
I can't really tell till I've cleaned the wounds up a bit.
He won't have to be put down.
Depends if there's damage to the tendons. But even if he survives, he's going to have some nasty scars.
Oh. When do you think it happened?
Oh, it must have been a while ago. See, the way the blood's all caked.
So he could have been like this most of the night?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, God.
All right, old boy, all right.
If only he'd be nearer the house.
Well, that's the reason he was targeted. You can get into those loose boxes and be fairly sure you won't be heard.
He was out in the paddock until last week. I brought him in because I thought it would be safer.
Who's the owner?
Sam Boyd.
Do I know him?
Sort of biggish, 40-ish. Dark hair with streaks. She hunts with the South Gloucestershire.
Yeah, voice like a foghorn.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She's not the easiest woman to deal with.
Will she take him away, do you think?
I wouldn't blame her if she did, would you?
Yeah, but if word gets around...
Yeah, I know.
If other people start taking their horses out of livery,
oh,
then...
Oh, it doesn't bear thinking about. I mean, livery's the only bit of the business that shows a decent profit.
I know, I... You don't think... I mean, there's no way this could be deliberate.
Of course it's deliberate.
No, I mean specifically targeted at us. Like the police said, at you, at this business.
But why?
I don't know. But you've got to wonder, haven't you? I mean, once could just be a random thing, but twice.
Yeah. But why? Why would anybody?
Look, I don't know. Anyway, I'll get Casper patched up. You better call the police.
Yes. And then I'd better call Mrs. Boyd.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Antrobus.
Not at all. I'm only sorry I couldn't show you around in person.
No problem. The young lady from Rodway and Watson did a splendid job on your behalf.
Good.
But before I go, I wonder
well,
if you
Marjorie,
and
that... Sorry, I thought you'd gone.
No, not yet, no.
Only I saw a car drive off.
Yeah, I told the agent she could go.
Oh. Well, strictly speaking, that's up to Marjorie.
Yeah, a bit of a cheek, I know, but...
She does employ the agent.
You don't mind, dear Mrs. Antrobus.
Well, I...
Only I'd like to have a chat with you personally. If that's all right.
Yes, of course.
I always find it saves time to cut out the middleman, or woman, as the case may be.
Would you mind if I sat in on the conversation?
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, fine by me.
And I do tend to forget things, you see.
Well, let's not beat about the bush. I am very interested in this property.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good-sized house, and the location couldn't be better. But I do think it's a bit overpriced.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we need a lot of money spending on it, you see.
I know the outside needs painting.
It's a bit more than that, I'm afraid. Yeah, it would have to be gutted, basically. New wiring, new kitchen, new bathrooms.
Oh, dear.
And none of that comes cheap. So, what I'd like to do is to make you an offer. 300K cash.
What?
That's £300,000. That's 50,000 less than the asking price.
But, like I say, it's a cash offer. No chain, no strings. I know you're looking for a quick sale, and we could have the whole thing done and dusted in 6 weeks max.
Well, that would be splendid.
I should have a think about it if I were you, Marjorie.
Yes, you're right. Of course I should.
It's a big decision.
It is indeed.
Okay, that's fine. When you've decided, you just give me a bell. It's my car.
I expect you'll want to talk to Rodways, won't you, Marjorie?
Yeah, suit yourself. Well, I'll love you and leave you.
Goodbye, Mr. Crawford.
I'll see you out.
No, don't worry, you can find me, I won't.
Right, goodbye then. Oh, what a ghastly man.
He wasn't very nice, was he?
No.
On the other hand, what should I do you think?
Oh, well, don't ask me, Marjorie. Well, you must decide.
But I really don't know. I wonder if there's anyone who could advise me.
Well, what about Shula? She used to work for Rodways, didn't she?
Daniel won't be a minute. He can't find his goggles.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and just so you know, because he's bound to say something, we've had another horse slashed.
Oh, Shula.
Yeah, and it's not even one of mine. It's one of the livery horses.
When did it happen?
Sometime in the night. We don't know when exactly. Found him first thing this morning.
Poor thing. Is he badly hurt?
Well, Alistair doesn't think there's any permanent damage.
Shula!
What?
Phone. Marjorie Antrobus.
Oh, okay. I'm coming. Where's Daniel?
Still searching for the elusive goggles. Sorry, Ruth.
It's okay. Shula was just telling me you've had another slashing.
Yeah, and it wasn't her horse.
Yeah, she said.
So, we've had the police round again. Then Shula had to phone the owner of the horse.
Oh, can't have been pleasant.
No. She's a fairly intimidating woman at the best of times.
Oh, dear.
She's coming round this evening to survey the damage and decide what to do.
And Daniel knows all about it.
Well, we tried to keep it from him, but... Well, when you've got police crawling all over the place...
Yeah, tricky.
Well, luckily he didn't see the horse till I'd patched him up.
I spent the entire morning trying to prevent my lot from discovering the dead body of a badger that David shot last night.
What?
Oh, I shouldn't be telling you this, should I?
Oh, no, not really. Look, I won't shop him, but...
It's just since we got the TB again.
Yeah, I know.
He's quite convinced the badgers are to blame.
Oh, he's not the only one. In my experience, most farmers think the same.
Have you had a break-in?
What makes you think that?
Well, I was on my way into the village and I saw a police car.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, just coming out of the stables.
There's been so many incidents lately.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Booth had his lawnmower nicked and his trimmer.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, out of a locked shed.
Well, we haven't been burgled, thank goodness, but... Unfortunately, one of the horses was attacked.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that is terrible.
Yeah, and it's the second time. It's like we're being targeted for some reason.
Why?
Well, I've absolutely no idea. And neither have the police. But it could ruin our reputation.
Oh, Shula, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well... Anyway, Marjorie, you say you've had an offer for the house.
Yes, 300,000 cash.
From Matt Crawford.
Matt Crawford?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm beginning to get the impression that that man's trying to buy up the entire county. You know he tried to get hold of a bit of Brookfield land?
Yes, yes, we heard about that.
Yeah, and I heard he's trying to get permission to build near Bluebell Cottage.
Yes, he is.
So why should he be interested in Nightingale Farm?
Well, I can only assume he wants it as a development opportunity.
You mean he'll tart it up and sell it on?
That'd be my guess.
Yeah, make himself handsome profit in the process.
It depends how the housing market goes.
It's not going to go down, is it?
Things aren't looking quite as rosy as they were a year or two ago.
Don't look remotely rosy from where I'm standing.
No, I'm sure.
But what about his offer? Do you think I should accept?
Well, it's up to you, of course, but if you want my honest opinion...
Oh, yes, Shula, please...
I think he's trying it on.
You reckon?
He knows you're eager for a quick sale, and it's a cash offer, which is worth a lot.
Yeah, but not 50 grand.
No, exactly. I can't decide for you, Marjorie, but I really think he's trying his luck. And if you do say no, well, I wouldn't be at all surprised if he comes back with a better offer.
Come on, up you come. Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Matt.
What are you up to then, David?
Oh, nothing. Just passing and...
Not your usual stamping ground, is it?
I was just on my way to see someone and...
You hit a badger?
No, I didn't hit it, no. I was just moving it up the road.
I hate to point this out, David, to an observant chap like yourself, but that badger wasn't hit by a car, it's been shot.
What?
Look at it! If that hasn't caught the full blast of a shotgun, then I'm a monkey's uncle.
Oh. Yeah, I think maybe you're right.
Yeah, of course I'm right. So this is how you do it, is it?
Do what?
Get rid of troublesome wildlife, shoot them and then leave them on the verge to look like roadkill.
Oh.
Yeah, very ingenious. Take my hat off to you. See ya.
Quite a while now, Peggy and Adam have been avoiding each other.
So it'll be just you, me and Alice, will it?
I expect Adam will drop in and say hello.
Oh.
Is that going to be a problem for you?
What?
Adam?
No, of course not.
I can't help but notice that you have rather been avoiding him ever since, you know...
Well, you must understand that for my generation...
Now, Mum, I don't want a post-mortem. I just want to be sure we can all sit down to tea with the new vicar and behave in a civilised manner.
What on earth do you think I'm going to do?
You see, ever since Brian found out, there's been such an atmosphere.
Really?
Actually, I'm quite glad he's gone to the game fair, because he and Adam, well, you can feel the tension in the air.
What's he said?
Oh, nothing. He denies anything's changed, but it's blatantly obvious. They had a really good relationship, but now it's... Oh, that looks lovely.
Ah, you can't go wrong with a chocolate sponge, can you? I'll do a buttercream filling for it. And then when it's cool, if you melt a bit of that nice dark chocolate over the top... There, you can pop those in the oven.
Okay.
Jennifer, I've been thinking... About Adam...
Oh, Mum!
No, let me finish. About Adam and Debbie, and what you said the other week about... Well, what might happen if you should die before Brian?
Oh, that. I was probably being quite unnecessarily gloomy.
Probably, but... Well, it could happen. Brian could decide to leave the bulk of his estate to Rory.
I'm sure he wouldn't cut Kate and Alice off.
No, but Debbie and Adam... Particularly in the light of what you've just told me.
Well, I can't really believe he would do it, but...
there's a worry nagging away, isn't there?
Yes.
So I've done something about it.
Oh, what?
Well, I've got more money than I know what to do with. And as Jack keeps reminding me, we can't take it with us. So I'm going to put some money into 4 offshore accounts, one for each of the children.
For each of them?
To ensure Adam and Debbie will have a bit to fall back on. And whatever I do for them, I'll also do for Kate and Alice, so...
Oh, Mum! Oh, I don't know what to say.
No need to say anything. Now, let's get this lot cleared up.
I've brought you some sandwiches.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks.
How's it going?
Oh, OK. I should get the rest of this lot into the barn this afternoon. Hey, did anyone phone?
No, why?
Oh, nothing.
Are you expecting a call?
No, not particularly. I was just... you know.
Still worrying about Matt Crawford?
Yeah. Of all the people who could have been driving past...
I know.
I mean, I can't imagine for a moment that he'd report me. Would he?
I've got a bit of a confession to make.
What?
Yesterday, when I went to pick up Daniel, I sort of mentioned it to Alistair.
You did what?
Well, it's just, I was still mad at you for killing the thing in the first place and then leaving the body lying around and, well, it just sort of slipped out.
Oh. But Alistair... who adores every one of God's creatures, including rats and cockroaches.
He doesn't.
Who's probably a fully paid-up member of the Badger Protection League.
He's promised he won't shop you.
Has he?
Yeah. Adam! Adam!
What's the matter?
Nothing. Just want a quick word.
Hang on.
I thought you were supposed to be entertaining the vicar.
Oh, he won't be here till 1:30, only I've got a bit of good news.
Oh, yes?
I would have told you at lunchtime, but you didn't come in.
No, I thought if Gran was going to be there...
Well, she wasn't, actually. She went home.
Oh.
But she's coming back this afternoon.
Oh.
She's done the most extraordinary thing. You see, well, I got myself into a bit of a state one day, worrying about what might happen if I died before Brian.
What?
He could easily leave the farm to Rory.
Oh, Mum, he wouldn't do that.
And leave you kids without anything. Particularly you and Debbie.
Mum, I didn't come home from Africa looking to secure some kind of inheritance.
No, darling, I know you didn't.
I don't regard it as my right in any way.
Well, I do.
But, Mum...
No, anyway, that's not the point. The fact is, I was worried and I mentioned it to Gran and she, well, she's taken it on herself to help out.
How do you mean?
Well, she wants to put some money into an offshore account. Well, 4 offshore accounts, actually. One each for you and the girls.
For me?
Yes.
But I thought, well, after the way she reacted...
Well, I know.
That's astonishing.
And I think she's... Well, she's thought about things, and this is her way
of making...
Hello? You know, a gesture of reconciliation.
Anybody home?
We're over here.
Oh.
So you'll come in?
Yes, I'll come as soon as I finish this.
Am I too early?
Alan, how nice to see you. No, of course not.
The farm was a lot easier to find than I expected.
This is my son, Adam.
How do you do?
Nice to meet you.
I thought you were bringing your daughter.
She's been abducted, I'm afraid.
What?
By Alice, is it?
Oh, you've met Alice, have you?
She appeared the moment we got out of the car and insisted that Amy should come and see her horse.
Alice and Spearmint are completely inseparable, I'm afraid.
Well, she'll probably find she's got a new best friend. Anyone with a horse, Amy will follow to the ends of the earth.
Oh, she likes horses, does she?
She'd trade me in for one, given half a chance.
I'll do the milking if you like.
No, it's okay.
Go on, get yourself a cup of tea and play with the kids for an hour.
Any calls?
Only Alistair.
Alistair?
It's all right, it's just something about cricket.
He didn't mention...
No, he didn't. He was rather more preoccupied with the phantom horse slasher.
Oh. Any news on that?
Only that the owner of the injured horse is taking her business elsewhere.
Oh, dear.
But the police aren't very encouraging about the chances of finding the culprit.
Hey, you don't think...
What?
Well, you know they can trace which gun has fired a particular bullet. They can't do the same with shotgun pellets, can they?
Don't be daft. Come on, Bluebell, move yourself.
You know, I really wasn't thinking straight.
When?
I should have moved the thing after Matt had gone. You know, I should have got it in the Land Rover and dumped it somewhere else.
Well, it's too late now.
Is it? I could go back and have a look.
No, leave well alone.
So, where was your previous parish?
Nottingham. Ah. But it wasn't my parish. I was part of a team ministry. I was a non-stipendiary minister, you see.
Oh, Robin Stokes was one of those.
He was vicar here before Janet.
Oh, he was the vet, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, someone was telling me.
So, if you were non-stipendiary, what did you do for a living?
I was an accountant. Ah. Very dull, but fairly lucrative. Not very high up the ladder.
So what made you give it all up then?
Oh, why did I desert Mammon for God? Good question. It started, really, when my wife died, which was, 8 years ago. But she was ill for a long time before that. Oh. And it was... Well, it wasn't easy. Amy was only 5, 6.
Must have been dreadful.
But Catherine, my wife, she had true faith. I didn't. I was a very take-it-or-leave-it sort of Christian. And when she was dying, I was just one big mess of self-pity. You know, why us? How am I going to cope without her? What is it with God that he allows such suffering?
A lot of people lose their faith in circumstances like that.
Oh, I know. But after Catherine died, I realised... Well, she had the right of it. She let God help her through. And he did. I knew then that I should be doing his work.
But your little girl was only 6.
Which is why I couldn't jack everything in straight away. I had to provide her with stability and continuity. In fact, it was only when she decided it was okay that I gave up the accountancy.
She decided?
Yes, yes. Well, I started to think the time was right, and then one day the bishop came to our church for a service, and afterwards Amy grabbed hold of him and said, I think Daddy would be happier if he was being a priest full-time. Can you fix it, please? So we did.
She sounds quite a forthright young lady, your daughter.
Oh, yes. Takes after her mum. Oh.
So this is the first time you've had a parish of your own?
What do you mean, a parish? There's 4 of them. It's a bit daunting. Particularly since everyone I meet insists on telling me how wonderful my predecessor was.
Oh, not everybody thought so, did they, Mum?
I had nothing against Janet personally, as well you know.
Oh, Adam, there you are.
Sorry, have I kept you waiting?
No, it's all right. Still no sign of Alice and Amy, huh?
Shall I go and fetch them?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Why don't you and I go and find them, Alan? Then you can meet the horses.
Yes, I'd like that.
Well, I'll get the tea on the table.
Oh, well, say 15 minutes?
Fine.
See you in a bit, then.
What an interesting man.
Is he?
Yes.
Good.
Well,
Grandmum's told me about...
Sorry.
Sorry. You first.
No, after you.
Mum told me what you're planning. Putting money in an account for me, which is so kind and so generous and... Well, thank you.
It's a pleasure. Now, I'd better go and put that kettle on.
Eat your heart out, David Beckham.
To me, Dad, to me.
All right. There we go. Oh, sorry. That was a bit,
I think pathetic is the word you're looking for.
No, Ben.
Oh, go on, let him have a go.
Go on then, Ben, kick it.
He always does.
Yeah, but Pip, you have got to admit he did it with great style.
Come on, Ben, come here. Have you got a soggy bum, Pet?
Oh. Come on then, Josh. You show us how it's done.
Coming.
What? Oh, no.
Who is it?
It's Matt.
What does he want? someone?
I'll give you three guesses. Take the kids inside.
Ain't it all?
Hi. Come on, kids. Tea time.
Oh, but
no. I need to find Ben some dry trousers.
Go on, sweetheart. We'll have another game tomorrow.
You too, Josh. Come on.
I'll be in a minute.
Was it something I said?
What are you doing here?
I've just been having a little thing about our encounter yesterday, David. And although I admire your ingenuity in getting rid of troublesome wildlife, strictly speaking, it is illegal, isn't it?
What are you insinuating?
Well, it's just a little bird told me that you're writing a letter to the district council about my planning application.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, simply that. Certain people might think that shooting badgers is not the sort of thing a parish councillor ought to be getting up to. Is it, David?
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.